Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Len Green. How are you, Len?
I am super good to be with you. You have a great show.
And Len has been interviewed here before, and usually I just introduce someone and I say, well, Len is the CEO and founder of the Green Group, which is a leading accounting firm. But I can't really introduce you that way, Len, because you've done something very few people have done, which is what I call a five-tool player, like Willie Mays, who could throw, who could catch, who could do everything. You've been an entrepreneur, a top author, a top professor, a CEO, a top investor. So you've done it all. So how does someone introduce Len Green, and what makes you unique?
Well, you could introduce me the way my wife did this morning. She said, Len, I know you're very famous. Take the garbage out. Seriously, Robert, I've been so blessed over the years. There's been so many times in my career that I've hit lows, been fired, had companies, you know, not make it. A true entrepreneur is somebody, they say, who can pivot, who can learn from their failures. And I'm such a true example of that, because if you stop the tape anywhere in the last 30 years or so, you might stop it at Len Green the failure or Len Green the success story. I mean, it's been that kind of road. The true entrepreneurs really understand that. Okay, and if they do, then they learn from each of the setbacks, and they get that much better later on.
So let's talk about the concept of entrepreneurship. One, you've been a highly successful entrepreneur. You're the top professor at Babson, which is a top entrepreneur school, in teaching that. And you have the top-selling book, Entrepreneur's Playbook. So with all of that, what is at the core of being an entrepreneur?
To be a successful entrepreneur, which is even better than just being an entrepreneur, it's continuing to learn, continuing to change your thinking. And what better position could one be in than to be teaching 100 students a year from all over the world at the top school? And they challenge you continuously. So you can't sit back and say, well, that's the way I always did it. It's great. It's, you know, it's unique. It really is, because I'm in, you know, in a school which a majority of the professors are PhDs, okay? And they're great for giving you the foundation, but the practical knowledge and the practical experience I had, I mean, I've had over 1,000 people who are clients of ours over the years who are, quote, successful if you count dollars and cents. How many people have had that kind of experience?
When we went through COVID, you have shared with me before that changed the whole concept of entrepreneurship. Explain how.
It not only changed it, but it also presented a problem for those people who think we're going to go back to what it was before. We're going to go back to the five-day week. We're going to go back to having employees in the office. We're going to go back to being able to get supplies and the supply chain from overseas, et cetera. We're going to get back to being able to have our employees work 10-hour days or 12-hour days if it's circumstances. It ain't going to happen, I don't think. And you got to then adapt to what is going to be the new norm. And if you do, well, then you can do your planning for it. Sometimes I get in trouble when people say, you need a business plan. And I grant you, it's a good idea to think about it a little bit. But once that door opens to start business, it's almost worthless. So I think I get in trouble saying, at least put it on toilet paper, because at least then you can use it. But the same concept is with businesses now. You've got to adapt.
Give me an example of an entrepreneur who adapted, who faced trouble, adapted, and did it work or did it not work?
How about one of my companies for a moment, okay? When I was growing up, I stuttered a lot, so I couldn't go to a restaurant and order a hamburger or something. But my mom and dad took me to something called the Automat. So sure enough, a few years ago, about 5 years ago, okay, the concept of the Automat came back. We bought the trademark, and we set up a building in it had 5,500 people. There were two hotels nearby. We convinced them to use our automat. Okay? We had the ideal situation for a company that could be successful. And then COVID came along. And suddenly, instead of 5,500 people being in the building, there were less than 500. Does that look like a disaster? Sure. But what happens if you suddenly say to yourself, wait a second, let's step back and see how we could take the automat concept and put it in another place in which there was the same kind of problems. How about airports? You just adapt to something else so that you take the concept. So instead of having a restaurant concept, maybe you have a technology concept.
Great example. So in the entrepreneur's playbook, you talk about a concept of taking risk, but you don't say to take a risk. That's not the way to do it. You use a different wording. Explain.
I think those people who have the idea that an entrepreneur is somebody from the Wild West doesn't hit the description of thousands of entrepreneurs that take calculated risks, that they don't spend years trying to figure out what the calculation is, but they take a calculated risk and say, hey, what are the chances of this succeeding versus not succeeding? And if it doesn't succeed, can I pivot and do something else?
We're going to hear one of the most important questions everyone wants to know. Competition, we all think it's terrible. Are there upsides to competition or not? We're going to hear from the only guy who's a top-selling author, the top professor, the top accounting firm owner, top investor, even owns, I think, like 100 racehorses or something like that. We're here today with the entrepreneur, Len Green, who is not only top entrepreneur, top CEO, top author, top professor, top investor. That's 5-tool player. And in full disclosure, I am a client, which is why the CEO Forum Group does so well, of his great accounting firm. What is the accounting firm's website if someone wants to go to it before I'm asking you about competition? Are there any positives about competition?
Entrepreneurs love competition because we treat entrepreneurship and business as a big game. The winning demands competition. But competition drives you out of complacency, Robert. You've changed your show over the years. You've expanded it. You've done all kinds of different things. You could even do even more. Because if they got on the shelves, that means they did a lot of research. There's an accounting firm that's been in the horse business, and we have 100 horses. In fact, we have a couple of them going to the Breeders' Cup, which is going to be very, very exciting. But this accounting firm was the number one accounting firm in the horse business.
So that's interesting. Competition really is the key that drives you out of the complacency.
You know, when we got involved with Streit's Matzah Company, they had been making the same matzahs for four generations. God bless them. But why? Why not expand it to something else? And let's go back to COVID for a second, okay? There's two other companies that make matzahs, and they're both now located in Israel. Manischewitz is no longer in New York. They're in Israel now. So there's two companies in Israel. Suddenly COVID hits, and besides everything else, shipping things from Israel to America becomes very, very difficult. And then distributing it after it lands becomes very difficult. What did we do now? With new eyes looking at Streit's, who's been in existence, as I said, for four generations doing the same thing. We contacted both of them and said, hey, why don't you let us private label for you in the United States? And we can do it less expensively with better quality than you can. And sure enough, it was accepted. So again, they're great examples of if you're thinking and if you're an entrepreneur, then you can take the oldest companies, four generations, they still have to have good quality. But now you have different marketing ways of doing it.
Let's talk about, you've obviously invested highly successfully in numerous companies. What is the mistake that people make when they go into investing?
They probably let their accountants and lawyers look at it, and sure enough, I bet you dollars to donuts, okay, one of those two finds something wrong with the other company, potentially or actually. I don't do that. I invest in people. Let me just throw one more anecdote at you. When I was fortunate enough to be with Deloitte too, I was a tax man. So did I stick to just taxes? No. I used to call every one of the people that I was going to do tax returns for and ask them if they had 10 minutes before or after the tax prep session to tell me about how they got where they are and what made their company successful. Robert, the people around me said, Doug, they're very, very busy. Almost every single case, they gave me not only 10 minutes, but sometimes an extra hour to talk about it. And I just soaked it up. And I said, hey, I got the playbook. I really do. It's like watching films of an opponent, and you see tendencies. I suddenly saw tendencies in each of the things that I was doing and said, no matter what the product is, the tendencies are the same.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I'm Robert Reese. We're here today with Len Green. You've done really almost everything. And talk about, are you making a difference?
That's a great question. And, you know, people ask me, what is success for an entrepreneur? And most of them say it really means the amount of money that you're making. Part of the negotiation was they had to use some of the funds for scholarships for students. The students had to give back 25 hours of social entrepreneurship for every $25,000 they got. Some of the funds had to be used for intramurals. Some of the funds had to be used for women's sports. I have over 2,000 of my former students on LinkedIn with me. And it's not just on there. They're actively on there where if they have a question, I help them. And if I have something that a student wants or I need, I can go to them. That's what really makes giving back very, very important. I mean, give back. It comes back to you many times over.
We have about 30 seconds left. Talk about the future for Len Green.
Oh, the future for Len Green is hopefully over and I'm going to get an opportunity to win my second or third Breeders' Cup, which is the World Series of horse racing. Number two, okay, my legacy is to leave a large part of my estate to charity. My kids and grandkids will continue to do great things and help mankind. I've been blessed, very, very truly blessed, Robert, and I think part of it is giving back. And I thank you for this opportunity.
So, Len, final note, when I look at the Entrepreneur's Playbook, one thing I'd say about you is you are a mensch. How do you advise others to be a mensch? And tell me about that word.
You know, being a mensch is probably the key chapter in that whole book, because you can do all the other things in the book, SWOT analysis, et cetera, and become successful. But being successful really is only half the pie. The other half is being a decent individual and giving back. And it was great to have that chapter in there.
So, Len, when we look around your office, all we see are memorabilia of top athletes. Now, you are an entrepreneurial athlete, but you weren't, per se, a collegiate athlete. However, it's a very important concept of athleticism that ties into entrepreneurship. Talk about what that is, why it's so important, and obviously you just had a major building named after you, but more than a building, it was a true legacy in terms of what's given back to all of the next generations.
I was fortunate enough to play high school and college athletics, but I was never a superstar. But that was, looking back, Robert, that was so important because I had to work harder than other people. I had to study films. I had to see tendencies. I had to use strategy. That was the cornerstone or the foundation for later on when I went into, entrepreneurship. When I started running my first marathon, it wasn't I started doing the marathon because I was a natural athlete. I started doing 5Ks, then 10Ks, then half marathons, and then 7 marathons, pushing my mind to say, hey, wait a second. You think you're tired. You think you've pushed yourself as far as you can, but you haven't. And those are great, valuable lessons. And then when I got the opportunity to teach at Babson, well, Babson, for instance, Harvard had 12 courses in entrepreneurship when I went there. Okay, Babson has 80 courses in entrepreneurship. I not only teach up there, I sit in and listen to other professors doing what they're doing kind of thing. And the students there come there for just one main reason, to learn entrepreneurship. And when you get a group of people who want to learn then they push you even further. They challenge you. And man alive, I love to be challenged. Okay, I see an awful lot of people down in Sarasota who are worrying about, who are retired now, okay, who are worrying about early bird specials or their ailments. I'm not. It's great. It's a great feeling.
I have to tell you, when you tie that into Babson, I've been at your course several times, and it's different than anything, because number one, you lie down on your back, which I think gives you a unique perspective, but two, all of the students there, they're actually not there to learn entrepreneurship. They're there to be entrepreneurs. They're there to succeed. And everything you give them is real life stories of what's going on. Talk about what you're thinking while you're teaching and why that is so important to you.
Let's go back a step, okay? Take somebody who was a poor student, because he couldn't listen to lectures, and he was hyper, and he had all kinds of other kinds of problems like stuttering and dyslexic, and et cetera, kind of thing. So he didn't do well in school. And now he gets an opportunity to teach a subject that he knows a lot about. He's going to teach it differently than somebody who got straight A's in school and learned and does PhD, et cetera. Kind of. They're going to lecture. I don't lecture, okay? I ask a question to a student, and then I get out of the way because the students call on each other. And suddenly you get all kinds of cross-sections of things. We have a case, okay, a family business case, in which the family business members didn't specifically say to the son, you know, this company is yours. And he got married, and he's up at Babson, and then he gets all kinds of offers, and then the family comes back and says, hey, of course we wanted you. Yeah, but why didn't you ever say so? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I play that out not only in America, but then I say, how would that work in South America? How would it work in Europe? How would it work in India? And a young man stands up and says, this is bullshit. I knew from the time I was yay high that I was going to be head of the company. Well, what about the fact that your wife doesn't want to go to Utah? In my country, they do what I say. And a young lady stands up, Robert, and says, you think so? And they start arguing. And I don't know what's going on. Okay, and somebody says, that's his fiance. She thinks quite differently now than he does. And it's going to be a very interesting concept of what happens. Well, but you wouldn't get that concept unless you have this kind of thing going on. I got to tell you, I love what I do.
And on that inspirational note, there you have it. Len, a true pleasure having you on the CEO show. And thank you for all your wonderful contributions to the world.
Continued success, Robert.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Todd Simon. How are you, Todd?
I'm great. How are you, Robert?
And Todd is the great-great-great-grandson
of Lester Simon, who in 1917 founded Omaha Steaks. So this is a family business, and it is an iconic brand. Talk about, as a fifth generation, what this business means to you.
Right. So, you know, you're right in saying Omaha Steaks is a fifth generation family business. It was started by my great-great-grandfather in 1917. And I think one of the things about growing up in a family business is that, you know, there's no such thing as just family time or just business time. You know, I remember when I was a kid at Thanksgiving dinner, you know, my dad and his brothers and my grandfather were talking about the business and talking about work. It was like every family meal was a board of directors meeting. And so, you know, and my dad took me to the office with him on Saturdays. He worked every Saturday when I was growing up. And so I think some of the things that permeate my life are really the things that permeated the business throughout my life.
Now, being in a family business, I'm just wondering, what types of lessons did you learn actually from other family members? You were obviously sitting around the table a lot talking about Omaha Steaks.
We would get together as a family, and the way that we would reach consensus is we'd lock ourselves in a room and we'd scream at each other for like 30 minutes, and then we'd come out and we'd have a decision. And so, you know, I think that my dad was always very thoughtful about the customer experience, and I came up sort of under him. So, you know, things about quality and service and the invention of our 100% guarantee were all things that my dad had learned from his mentors that he sort of passed on to me and to the culture of the business that have been so important and foundational in helping us grow over the years.
You've mentioned the customer experience, and what I'm really wondering is how, you being a vertically integrated company, does that manifest itself in terms of the customer experience? And talk more about your whole customer experience philosophy.
Sure. So I like to say that we're control freaks. And, you know, we're control freaks in the sense that we manage every touch point and directly control every touch point with the customer. Everything from manufacturing the product, we pick out the raw materials, we cut the steaks, we package them, we freeze them, we run our own distribution centers, so we pack our own packages that we ship out the door. We have our own in-house marketing team. We even wrote the code for our website. We wrote the code for our CRM system that our telephone agents use. And so all of this allows us a long-term sustainable competitive advantage because we're not only fully integrated with the customer experience, but we're also fully integrated in accountability throughout the organization for delivering a quality and superior customer experience. Well, it certainly allows us to make decisions a lot more quickly. And, you know, we can sort of, you know, wake up in the morning and say, we need to change that, and then, you know, work to change it. Over the years, we've added more process around that, so it's sort of less impulsive and more thought through because we know that we have limited resources and we have to make choices about what our priorities are. But we really have kind of a running list, a parking lot of things that we want to change and improve, and we're constantly slotting those in and working on them kind of methodically and accurately and in a very thoughtful way so that we can make sure we test it and understand the changes that we're making and how it impacts and positively impacts the quality of the customer experience.
Todd, Omaha Steaks was really the originator of food delivery, which now has become very popular. And also there are a lot of trends, be it the fresh foods and healthy foods trends. How do you, in running the family business, deliver on that, and what's your real philosophy?
Well, you know, one of the first things I would say is that as a 100-year-old business in the food business, you know, we know that people's eating habits actually change very slowly. And so one of the things I reflect on is that, at least for our business, and I think maybe other CEOs should think about this too, is that trends are often evolutions and not revolutions. And so it's always incumbent upon us to take a look below the headlines and below the media hype and really do research and really understand what's going on in the marketplace. So you certainly have pointed out some trends that have been short-term beneficial for us, which is, you know, desire for higher protein diets and the shift away from carbohydrates, people recognizing more the nutritional benefits of beef and other proteins. So, you know, that's been really good. But one of the things that that we know is that, like, for instance, Americans' consumption of beef hasn't really changed that much over the last couple of decades. It might go up a few pounds or down a few pounds, but overall, you know, people have been and continue to appreciate beef and meat in their diet, which is great. And one of the great trends, though, that really has helped our business has been the home delivery food trend. And we've been in that business since the mid-50s. We were kind of the original food tech company. And now everybody has seen the benefits of home delivery, and a lot of the big box retailers have gotten into it. And what we see is that kind of a rising tide has lifted all boats and increased the overall market share for home delivered food. And that's taken our business up along with it.
And when you talk about the whole family entity and you talk about the authenticity and about the accountability, let's talk about reputation. How does that tie into your decision making now? And you have two parts. Now CEOs are being held personally accountable for their reputation, but there's also corporate reputation.
Sure, that's a great question. And, you know, many years ago we went through a planning process, and the front page of our planning document said, do the right thing. And that was kind of, that came out of literally like weeks of planning. You know, we came up with these four words, do the right thing. And that really permeates the culture of the business. You know, we always want to act with integrity. We want to do right by our customers. We want to do right by our employee team, who we really view as part of the family. We want to do right by our suppliers. And, you know, and that's how you end up with a great brand, I think, is when you keep promises across the board. You know, and so I always like to say Omaha Steaks is an overnight success that took 100 years. But building a brand, you know, really brick by brick over five generations, allows you to build that integrity and make that integrity part of your culture.
And when you look at your personal leadership style over the past few years with all these changes, are there any elements that you've doubled down on, or any elements that you said, well, I need to slightly alter these? And that's a known, what you've said, you don't go by trends.
Right. You know, I like to think of myself as a leader that really takes a lot of input from my senior team. You know, I think that, you know, we're Omaha Steaks is a family business, but we have close to 2,000, you know, full-time team members, and we have maybe, I think it's about 30 non-family, you know, directors and C-level team members. And so, you know, you can't run a business, an enterprise like ours, by yourself. You have to have a really strong team. And where I've been focusing the last few years is really setting direction and then letting the subject matter experts within the organization bring that direction to life. Now, it's not just my direction. Oftentimes, the team members themselves are instrumental in saying, you know, hey, we need to do this. You know, we need to change our distribution process. We need to take a closer look at our media buying. We need to, you know, whatever it is. And then through those suggestions, and then it's really my job is really to green light and say, go do that. Sure. If you think that's the right thing to do, go do that. You know, at the end of the day, if it's my family's money we're spending, you know, I'll want to sign off on those expenditures and those investments. But, you know, go do the work, be creative, and, you know, and let's talk about it. And maybe in the past it was, you know, 75% top down and 25% bottom up. I would say now it's the opposite.
On that note, we're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Todd Simon, and we're going to talk more about how you manage for the whole holiday season. How does data and analytics tie into everything? Something all of us in any business can learn a lot from.
back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data, specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're truly talking about that with Todd Simon, who is the fifth generation CEO. His family started the famous Omaha Steaks, reinvented or really pioneered or created the whole at-home delivery business of food and technology, as he said. So now what I want to talk about is we're in the holiday season. So much business is done there, and so much of the years and the economy is evaluated on that. How do you really approach a holiday season when now you're dealing with inflation, supply chain challenges?
You know, one of the great things about our business is that for probably the past 30 years, we've always flexed up at the holiday time. So we really understand how to be a seasonal business. And lately, we've been viewing our business really through two lenses. You know, one is our day-to-day self-purchase year-round business, and one is our holiday gift business. And we've started over the last, say, 3 or 4 years to really view that as a whole different footing, a whole different battle footing for the business. And so we've got a lot of experience scaling up for the holidays, and that means hiring seasonal customer service team. That means hiring seasonal distribution workers. It means building our inventories, planning our inventory, planning our marketing. And really, you know, the holiday season planning starts on, you know, January 1 of every year because we know how important it is to our year. I will say that our ability to flex at holiday is one of the primary reasons we were able to flex and react during the pandemic. Because what happened was in March of 2020, business was going along as our normal self-buyer business, and all of a sudden, we basically became a Christmas-type holiday volume, you know, in a matter of weeks. And in order for us to handle that, in a very tough environment where, you know, where labor issues, supply chain, all the same things that you're talking about that now are happening in the economy, we actually experienced that in April and May of 2020. And so it's actually really fresh in our team's mind, how to do that and how to handle that. We've done some research to your point about holiday 2022 and supply chain and economy and all that. We've done some research that indicates a few different things. And I mentioned before, I think that, you know, CEOs should do research and should really understand the marketplace and not just, you know, read the headlines. One of the things that we've learned through the research is that people are leaning into gathering at home again this holiday season. That's a very good trend for us because when you give Omaha Steaks, not only are you giving it to someone, or not only might you enjoy it for yourself during your family meal at holiday time, but you can use it as a gift to give to other people at the same time. So that works very well for our business. The other thing is, you know, as far as supply chain goes, you know, we've been thinking about the holiday season, like I said, since January, but we've been building inventory since the second quarter. And so we've had a chance to plan, to make opportunistic buys, to understand our inputs, and to get everything ready. So we think we're really well positioned for the holiday season because of how much planning always goes into the holiday season.
Todd, you and I have known each other for, I guess, about 10 years ago or 12. When I interviewed you then, you've always focused on data and been a marketing person at heart, I would say. How are you specifically using data analytics to predict where your business is going and to make key decisions?
First thing we want to understand, and remember, I mentioned before that we view ourselves as a very customer-centric business. You know, our mission is to deliver exceptional experiences that bring people together. And so that drives everything that we do. So the first thing we want to understand is, you know, what are the characteristics of our customers? Where do they live? How often do they want to buy? What products are going to be most interesting to them? What magazines do they read or social media channels that they use? So the more information we can gather on the front end about where our customers are, then that drives the decision of where we want to deploy, let's say, our marketing investment. And then we have a feedback loop, which allows us to track the dollars we've received back in terms of revenue and lifetime value versus those marketing spends, and allows us to make very quick adjustments so that we can be deploying our marketing dollars as effectively as possible to drive maximum revenue but also drive maximum customer satisfaction. We believe those two things go hand in hand. The other thing that I think is really important is to understand the value of a customer and how much you can invest. And so over time we've honed that ability, and so that we're not investing too little or too much in getting a new customer to sign up for Omaha Steaks in the first place.
It sounds like you've really turned this into a science. So my final question is, what CEO have you really admired who you've learned from and you've modeled elements of your leadership style from them?
Well, you know, I think for me, it's really the CEOs that have the ability to have vision and to look into the future. Interestingly, I think that you can really only understand that CEO in the future. You can't really understand them as well right now. And so an example I would give would be Steve Jobs, who was able to really see and build the future through products, and he really transformed our lives. Of course, when he was doing it, 25 years ago, we didn't know how transformational that was going to be. But now, looking back, we actually do. So, you know, it's that kind of a vision that I look for. And I guess the challenge is to figure out who I should be following today, who actually has that vision for the future. And I'm not sure I have that answer.
Todd, let's talk about Omaha Steaks and how you're going to market today.
Well, you know, what's interesting about Omaha Steaks is that we started out as a family butcher operation, a wholesale butcher operation, and then we were in the food service business. You know, we knew that we were going to get disintermediated as the meat industry consolidated in the 60s. And that's when my grandfather and my dad and my uncle started to think about the direct-to-consumer business in a really big way. So today, we still have our legacy food service business. We sell through distributors. We sell directly to some restaurants. We're at some stadiums and other places around the country. We also have 49 retail stores. If you go to our website, you can find the retail stores. And then we still take orders over the phone. We still send direct mail and catalogs. And we have a very, very strong digital presence where we, you know, of course, we have our website, omahasteaks.com. And then we're also out there on social channels. We're out there with PR, we do events and conventions and trade shows and really kind of all the basics of the business. But really, as an omni-channel retailer, we want to be where our customers are.
That is a great point, Todd. Well, Todd, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show again, and congratulations on your great success.
Thank you, Robert.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.